Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Pastor Sheila Hameen Show on tonight. We thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in on tonight. We will be live streaming our 47th annual Sunday School Convention, which is held by teleconference on tonight at our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. And that is Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president. And we'd like to acknowledge our late vice president, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. And we are grateful that you have tuned in. So get ready to enjoy the service with us. Give God the praise. Enjoy the word of God and be blessed. So I'm going to switch over now to the live service that is already in progress.
Do the will of the Lord, even in the time like we live in now. But thank God that they have the mind to work for the Lord. So at this time, I want to go into a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you will touch through this Sunday School Convention, that you will heal, that you will strengthen, Lord, Even as God, we know, even though we're on the telephone, we know one thing for sure, that the word of God is not bound. And Lord, your word is able to touch, to strengthen, to heal, to deliver right over this telecast. You can heal someone. You can save someone. You can deliver, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you look on this convention throughout the course of this weekend, Lord, that you continue to bless, to touch, to strengthen, to heal, and deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, lift up the bowed down head, strengthen the feeble knees, Lord, encourage thy people in such a time as we're living in, Lord. Send thy word, Lord, the power and demonstration through the Holy Ghost, Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, help us to apply thy word unto our hearts, Lord. Help us to receive your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, look on us, Lord, name by name and one by one, Lord. Even the petition that we have up for you, Lord, the prayers that we're sending up, Lord, for healing and deliverance, Lord. You know all about it, Lord, my God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch tonight, Lord. Strengthen tonight, Lord. Deliver tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere. Even look on the condition of the world today and what's going on right now, God. Oh, Lord, that you would touch and strengthen, that, Lord, you would have peace, make peace, Lord, in this difficult time, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Father God, you do these things. You give your name glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the opening prayer from Elder Barry Johnson. We know that if we ever needed the Lord tonight, we really need him now. Amen. And know that prayer really works and prayer changes things. It's a praying time as never before. You know that God does hear and he answers prayer. Thank God for the opening prayer. Our scripture tonight will be coming. We're going to ask that Sister Joyce Crowder, Missionary Joyce Crowder of Grace Council, Liveville, North Carolina, to read our opening scripture. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Our opening scriptures are taken from the 124th number of Psalms. That's the 124th number of Psalms, beginning at the first verse. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our souls. Then the proud waters had gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Thank God for the reading of our open scriptures from the Psalm, the entire 124th number of Psalm, first through the 8 verses. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for his word, the opening scripture tonight. Let us know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, amen, we never would have made it this far without the Lord. And truly the Lord is our help. All of our help coming from the Lord. Thank God, because he is our help tonight. And we're just going to move further in the service. We're going to have a brief testimony service. We're going to ask that you sing your song, testify. Don't wait on nobody. Go ahead and put your testimony service in, because we don't know how long it's going to be. So we ask that you would testify, tell of the goodness of the Lord. Truly, God is worthy to be praised. We'll be first.
Praise the Lord. I give honor to God, to Pastor Jackson, to all the ministers and evangelists, everybody on the line. Thank God for this Sunday school convention. Thank God for another chance to just say something for the Lord. I thank God for all of you on the line, and I thank God for everything he's done for me, most of all for converting me, sanctifying me, and giving me to get to the Holy Ghost. Please pray more strength in the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord for this Sunday school convention. Thank the Lord for Sunday school. Our teaching comes from Sunday school as well. Lord God, I just thank the Lord for all things. Thank the Lord for you. And praying I should continue to pray for me. And I thank the Lord for how to better my side. I thank the Father for giving me the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And it keeps me with a determination. I want to make heaven my home. Thank the Lord.
God got a way. When you testify.
God bless you, Saint. Do mention the Lord to Pastor Jackson, all the pastors, everyone's on the line. Amen. Thank God for this Sunday school convention. Amen. Thank God he allowed us to come together one more time during the fellowship. Hey, just thank God for all things. Thank God for dealing in my life. Thank God he continues to strengthen me. Thank God he continues to bless me with my health. Just thank God for seeing me at a time like this. As the church continue to pray, my strength in the Lord.
God bless.
God's got a way that's mighty sweet. Just lay your burden down at his feet. He knows the road. He'll carry the load. God's got a way. Oh, yeah, that's mighty sweet. God's got a way that's mighty sweet. Just lay your burden down at his feet. He knows the road. He'll carry the load. God's got a way. Yeah, that's mighty sweet. Got away, got away. That's mighty sweet. Just lay your burden down at his feet. He knows the road. He'll carry the load. God's got a way. Oh, yeah, that's mighty sweet. God's got a way. That's mighty sweet. Just lay your burden down at his feet. He knows. You can't blow. God got a way. That's mighty sweet. God got a way. That's mighty sweet. Just lay your burden down at his feet. He knows the road. You carry the load. God got a way. That's mighty sweet. Got a way. Got a way. That's mighty sweet. Just lay your burden down at his feet. He knows the road. He'll carry the load. God's got a way. Yeah, that's mighty sweet. How many of you know that God's got a way that's mighty sweet? All you got to do is lay your burden down at his feet because he knows the road and he will carry the load. God's got a way that's mighty sweet. Amen. Truly, he's got a way. Amen. God's got a way tonight. Amen. Sometimes we don't see the way, but God's got a way. Amen. He already knows. Amen. He will carry the load. He's able to do that tonight. Amen. God is real, and God is worthy tonight, saints. Amen. He's worthy of all the praises. Amen. God, he's due the glory and the honor tonight. We give him the glory and the honor. But without him, we are nothing, and we cannot do anything without him. Amen. Truly, God is our source of strength tonight. Amen. Yep. He's our healer, our deliverer, and our way maker. I just thank God because he's been good to me. I don't know about you, but God's been better to me than I've been to myself. Amen. And I praise him for being a healer for me, for both body and soul. Amen. Touching my troubled mind one day, giving me peace. Amen. And he is my hope on tonight. Amen. I thank God because truly God is worthy. Amen. I'm happy to be here today. I thank God for another day the Lord has kept me. Thank God for the mind to run on and see what the end is going to be. I ask you to pray, my strength in the Lord.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. 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 Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Just singing praise the Lord for those few words of that song. That I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
I thank and praise the Lord. Due respect and honor to all those who are on the line and this evening. I just thank and praise the Lord for the 47th Sunday School Convention. When the song said, I'm so glad you lifted me. One day he didn't just lift me up, but he brought me out of the world of sin. I just thank and praise the Lord. I'm so glad that he began to make a great change in my life one day. I thank and praise the Lord. Down through the years, he's been a healer both body and soul. As long as there can't nobody human like Jesus. And as a
all right,
can't nobody human like the Lord. I praise God for tonight.
Amen.
I praise God for being just among the living in a time like this. God is so good to me. Nothing I've done so well, but I'm here by God's grace and God's mercy. And I appreciate what God continues to do in my life. God of mine to go to, God of mine to hold on these last fever days. And I do desire you pray much for me.
Amen.
Anyone else desire to testify?
I'll give praise and honor to the Lord on tonight. He's the head of my life. Amen. To our president, Pastor Jackson. Amen. To our superintendent, Mother Tyler. Amen. I thank God for every pastor and all the ministry, evangelists, everyone that's on the line on tonight. Amen. I thank God for this 47th Annual Sunday School Convention. Amen. As the song said, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Truly, I give praise to God. Amen. Because he's the lifter up of my head. Amen. I give God glory on tonight. Thanking for
thank
the
you,
mind that he continues to keep me with a mind to go through, a mind to hold on unto his unchanging hand. I praise God that I'm yet saved from my sin. I'm converted. I'm sanctified. I have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yet with a mind to run for my life. And I'm yet design your prayers. Continue to pray for me. Amen. God bless you.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord. I do give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, to our President, Pastor Jackson, to our General National Sunday School Superintendent and Church Mother, Mother Tyler, to all of our mothers, deacons, ministers, saints, everyone. I do praise God for this opportunity. I thank God for this annual Sunday School Convention. I'm always glad for the Sunday School Convention. And down through the years, glory to God, I always tried to make my way to the Sunday School Convention, no matter where it was being held. And I thank God because Jesus told us in his word to come unto me and learn of me. And I thank God for how the Lord blesses us year by year. There's always something more that we learn of the Lord and of his word.
Amen.
And I thank God for the service on this morning. I praise God for our Sunday school session today. How the Lord just blessed. And I praise God for that word. And it was good to hear Mother Tyler teaching and me responding. And I thank the Lord for how God has blessed us even to continue to have our Sunday school lessons even during this pandemic. So we have no excuse. We can still read and study the word of God. I thank God for all that he's done for me. I praise God for teaching me, and I'm glad because truly I want to hide his word in my heart that I might not sin against him. Thank God for how he's converted me and sanctified me and given me the Holy Ghost. I yet request the prayers of the saints.
God bless you.
Anybody else desire to testify before we cut the testimony service off?
God bless you.
Go ahead.
Yes, I want to give honor to God, thank God for Jesus, Pastor Jackson, my own Pastor Gary Calloway, all the mothers, all the ministers, all the saints of God. I do thank God for this day that the Lord has spared my life to see. You know, I do want to praise the Lord because no matter where we're at and what we're doing, God is worthy of all the praise. We got to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto the Lord because God is worthy. He's worthy of everything.
Amen.
You know, saints,
amen.
God is such a good God. I do thank God for what the Lord has done for me and what he is in my life. I know him as a personal savior. I know him as a healer. I know him as a deliverer. when I was out in the world of sin, how the Lord delivered my soul. And even when I was sick so many times, even with the virus I was sick, how God healed me. I know God is a good God, and he's worthy of every praise that we can give him. He's worthy of every thanks that we can thank him about. We can't thank him and praise him enough because he's worthy of saints. I do thank God for everything that the Lord has done in my life. I thank him, saints. I praise him. I lift up his name. I make a joyful noise unto the Lord, thanking him for this day and for the gift and the breath of life that the Lord has blessed me with. And all the saints, just to hear everybody's voice online, I do thank God for that. You know, I just thank God just for being part of the service. And I'm asking all the saints, thank God for saving me, sanctifying me, baptizing me, filling me with this precious gift of the Holy Ghost and a mind to want to serve him in a day like today. I thank God for Jesus, and I do desire all the saints just to pray for me. God bless you.
God bless you. We thank God for all the songs and testimonies that's going up before the Lord. So at this time, we're going to move a little further in the service, and we're going to call, at this time, we're going to have a solo from our own missionary, Myrtle Huff, Deliverance Temple, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. God bless you, Sister Myrtle.
Praise the Lord. You made a way. I don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. When our back was against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made away, standing in, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. You've got this figured out, you're in control now. You made a way. When our back was against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. You don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Now you move mountains, you cause the walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles, there is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here, and we're standing here, and we're standing here only because you made a way. Now you move a mountain, you cause a wall to fall with your power. Perform miracles, there is nothing that's impossible. Now we're standing here. Now we're standing here. Now we're standing here only because you made a way.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. He made Jesus. He made a way. The Lord made a way. No way. Truly, he is a way maker. Praise the Lord. We thank God. We enjoy that beautiful selection coming from Missionary Myrtle Huff. We thank God for that selection from her. Beautiful song. The Lord truly made a way. At this time, we're going to have another solo from our own missionary, Benita Hug, from True Holiness, Athens, Georgia. God bless you, Sister Benita.
God bless.
You love me through my good. You love me through my bad. You didn't erase my future because of the past. You love me through my good. You love me through my good. You love me through my good and my bad. You love me through my good. You love me through my bad. You didn't erase my future because of my past. You love me through my good. You love me through my good. You love me through my good and my bad. Oh, you keep on loving me. You keep on loving me when I didn't deserve it. You keep on loving me. Oh, you love me through my good. You love me through my bad. You love me through my good and my bad. Yeah. Love me, yes, Jesus, love me, for the Bible tells me so. I know that, yes, Jesus, love me, yes. Love me, no greater love. Yes, Jesus, love me, for the Bible tells me so.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And the Lord loves us. He loves us through our good, and he loves us through our bad. So glad that he's not like man. Amen. Jesus, amen. He loves us. He loves us all. He has no respect of person. Amen. Thank amen. God for the love of Jesus. Amen. We praise God, and we thank God we enjoyed both of the selections. So at this time, we're going to have introduction of our speaker on tonight, coming from Evangelist Mother Linda Diggs of Hamlet, New Hope Temple, service in the hand of Mother Diggs. God bless you, Mother Diggs.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. We honor Lord tonight and everyone on the line, Pastor Jackson and Mother Thomas. Everyone is on the line. We thank God. Amen. For this Sunday School Convention. Amen. We just thank God how he's blessed us up into this present time. We just thank him for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. So thank God for every song and praise going up before the Lord. So now let us prepare our hearts and our minds to receive a word from the Lord. Amen. We have a very dynamic speaker on tonight. Amen. A man of God that has been anointed and energized by the Lord to preach the word of God. One that does not mind preaching. Amen. And we thank God for him on tonight. He's not other than Elder Mark Hose from True Holiness Temple Church of God out of Athens, Georgia. Amen. At this time, we give the service to him. God bless you, Edamar.
Amen. God bless you, Mother. Amen. We do praise
God bless
God
you.
Tonight. We praise God tonight. Amen. For his unspeakable gift of love. Amen. For his mercy and his grace towards us. Amen. We do honor the Lord. Amen. The state of our life. Amen. To our late, amen, founder. Amen. General Overseer, Apostle Samuel W. Hoge, Sr. Amen. To our president. Amen. Pastor Jackson, Northern District Overseer. Amen. To our, amen, beloved, amen, late Vice President and Southern District Overseer. Amen. Pastor Lewis Marshall, to his companion, Southern District Mother, Mother Marshall. Amen. To, amen, our general, amen, church mother. Amen. Also our Sunday School Superintendent, Mother Lily Tyler. Amen. To all of the mothers, Mother Austin. Amen. To all of the ministerial staff, everyone on the line tonight, to my companion, amen, as ever. Simpkins say amen, but to the Holy Spirit, Elder Simpkins and his companion, amen, and to everyone that has a body, amen, we praise God for you tonight, amen, we honor you in the name of the Lord, amen, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we humbly thank you for this night. We thank you for this great Sunday School Convention. Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace towards us. Lord God, we thank about how you brought us down through the course of these 47 years of this, oh God, Sunday School Convention part of it. Father, how you taught us of thy word. You helped us to learn of thee. In the name of Jesus, oh God, continually we pray, help us to learn of you evermore. Teach us thy ways. Teach us thy statutes. Help us to walk therein. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. Oh, God, help us to do thy will. Send your word, Lord, for without you we can do nothing. I can do nothing of myself, but, Lord, with you I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Have you gone away? Bless every listening here on the line tonight, one by one and name by name. Father, if there be any sick among us tonight, we pray that you seek to heal in virtue and heal. Make everywhere whole. With your stripes, we are healed. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Find every work of darkness. Find the works of the adversary. Destroy the works of the devil. Cast them out. Send them back to the pit. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. We're looking, we're leaning, and we're trusting, and we're depending on you to see us on through. Father, we thank you. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. And we'll forever give thy name to priest. Glory, Father, name it. We declare it and decree it to be so right now, according to your word and according to thy will. And we count it as done, and we thank you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Amen. There's a portion of song, amen, I'm going to attempt to sing. Amen. I'm just going to sing a little portion of it. Lord says the same. From me to you, Lord, hallelujah. From me to you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. All you've done, all you do. For every time, Lord, you brought me to, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, from me to you. From me to you, Lord, hallelujah, from me to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done, all you do. Every time, Lord, you brought me through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, from me to you. One more time, from me to you, Lord. Hallelujah, from me to you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, all you've done, all you do, every time, Lord, you brought me through, hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus. Come be to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come be to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come be to you. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to unmute that phone and get out the praise. Give him the glory. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah.
The theme is Jesus is our hope. Amen. The end
stuff she came on, and I listened to her. I saw it on the program. Jesus is our hope. Amen. And I tell you, he's our hope. Amen. Without the Lord, amen, we have no hope. Amen. Without Christ, amen, we have no hope. But thank God that God giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He brought us down through the course of this Sunday school convention, 47 years. Amen. God has kept us, yet teaching us his word. We're yet learning of the word of God. Amen. St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Amen. Verse 11, 28 and 29 talked about it. Amen. Where the Lord said, come unto me and learn of me. Amen. Yes. We have need of learning more of the Lord. Amen. We never get to a place where we know everything in God. Amen. But, you know, we always can strive to learn more of God. Mm-hmm. Lord, somebody ought to shout, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible reads, Hebrews the 4th chapter, verse 12. Amen. For the word of God is quick and powerful. Amen. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, glory to God. Listen, for the word of God, amen, is quick. Amen. It's alive. Amen. It will move. And also it will move you. Amen. If the word is in you. Can I get a witness? Amen.
Amen.
Quick and powerful. Amen. God has all power. Amen. In the palm of his hand. Amen. I heard Jesus in the scripture where he said, amen, behold, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Hallelujah. But it said the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Any two-edged sword may have an edge on both sides of the sword. Amen. But God's word is sharper even than that. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. Amen. It's piercing asunder. Even, amen, dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. Amen. The soul, amen, the real you, the inner you. Amen. The non-material ego of man. Amen. The spirit, amen, is our awareness. Amen. Makes us aware of what's going on, aware of everything that's happening to us or around us. Glory to God. But because the word of God is so quick and powerful, because it's that much sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of the soul and spirit, amen, being linked together, the word of God will pierce and divide asunder. It will separate, amen, where God can see the difference between the both soul and spirit. Glory to God. And of the joints of the marrow. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what the word of God is. And it's what the word of God will do. Amen. And the Bible says it is also a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Hallelujah. Sometimes the thought, amen, and the intent that be in the heart. Amen. But God knows what the thoughts and intents are, whether they be good or whether they be evil. Glory to God. Amen. Verse 13 says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. Amen. There is no creature, amen, that is not manifest in his sight. In other words, in the sight of God, there's nothing hidden from God. No creature that is hidden from God. Amen. God sees all. God knows all. He sees everything and everybody. Glory to God. But the Bible says there's no creature, neither is any creature, that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. In other words, everything is revealed unto the Lord. Everything is openly unto him, and naked meaning everything is uncovered, amen, before God. Amen. And his eyes, amen, open unto him with whom we have to do it. Glory to God. Somebody ought to shout, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right. Thank you.
Hallelujah. But the Bible says, verse 14, see then that we have a great high priest.
Yes.
See then that we have a great high priest. Talking about Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. That is passed into the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. Hallelujah. Talking about Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. He is our high priest, our great high priest. Amen. He also is, amen, the one that became, amen, the ultimate sacrifice. Amen. On the cross of Calvary for the sins of the whole wide world. For your sins. Amen. Amen. This is how we were able to come to God by Jesus Christ. Amen. This is how we were able and yet are able, amen, to come and get redemption. Amen. Through the precious blood of Christ. Amen. This is how we're able also, amen, to get forgiveness of our transgression. Glory to God. Amen. I heard the Bible said in Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. I heard him say in Matthew, the 1st chapter, verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Glory to God. Acts 4:12 declared and said in the word of God, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name among men given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. In other words, only the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout, Jesus.
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 Amen. Jesus. The Son of God. Amen. Let us hold fast our profession. When you talk about profession, amen, it said let us, amen, every born-again, true born-again believer, amen, say, sanctified, have the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let us, hallelujah, hold fast, amen, our profession. Profession is to openly declare, amen, and or publicly claiming a belief or faith or even opinion. Amen. Profession meaning to openly declare and or publicly claiming a belief, faith, and or opinion. Amen. Now, we know dealing with the word of God, amen, we're not here, amen, to hold fast to our opinion. No, no, no. Amen. Our opinion, amen, doesn't even matter when it comes to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Everybody's entitled to have their own opinion. Amen. Yes, they may be very well so. But one thing about it, amen, the word of God is nothing but truth. We're not basing the word of God on my opinion, on your opinion. But we're basing the word of God, glory to God, amen,
yes,
on a foundation of truth. Amen. On a foundation of love. On a foundation of repentance. According to the word of God. Amen. But we that have professed, amen, to know Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as our Lord and Savior, we got to hold fast our profession. In other words, what we believe in this word of God, amen, our faith, amen, walking with the Lord, what we believe in righteousness and true holiness. Hallelujah. For the Bible says in verse 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Amen. That word infirmities, amen, meaning weaknesses. Amen. We have infirmities. Amen. Down here in this life, we have some weaknesses that we need God, that only God can help us to overcome and strengthen us where we may be weak and build us up where we may be torn down. Hallelujah. I heard the songwriter said, oh, Lord, I'm asking you one more time to strengthen me where I'm weak and build me up. Amen. As a believer, amen. Everybody is not quick to acknowledge that they have a weakness or that they need the Lord's strength, even in a time of weakness. Glory to God. But the Bible lets us know, as it said in the scripture here, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. If you take close attention and notice on the word infirmities, amen, it's plural form. It's got an S on the end, meaning more than one. Glory! Hallelujah! Amen, but I learned until you acknowledge the truth, amen, with yourself, amen, and then you can be truthful and real with God. If you're weak, just ask God for strength, and he'll strengthen you. If you got infirmity, ask God, amen, to strengthen you in the midst of your infirmity, whatever it may be. Glory to God. I heard Paul when he declared in the word of God, when he prayed, he said, I sought the Lord, amen, thrice, that he will remove this thorn out of my flesh. But Paul said that God spoke unto him and said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Glory to God. Somebody shout hallelujah wherever you are.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. God began to tell Paul, amen, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Our strength is made perfect in weakness. In other words, ourselves, we may be weak, but if you look to Jesus, if you trust in the Lord, he will strengthen you. Amen. Yes, he'll give you strength. Amen. To carry on. Songwriter said, when I was too weak to carry on, Lord, you gave me strength and you made me strong. He stood. I said, the Lord stood right by my side. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. I said, he stood right by my side. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sometimes in this life, we go through things. We go through this and that. Amen. Yes. And challenges seem to face us. But my God, I said,
my God.
He will stand right by your side. I heard the word of God said, Hebrews the 13th chapter, verse 6, part B. For the Lord said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus tonight. Amen. I said, thank God.
Hallelujah.
But not alone. Amen. I can remember, amen, some years back. Amen. My district overseer preached that message. Southern district overseer preached that message. He said, alone, but not alone. We may seem like that we're alone down here sometimes. It may seem like that we're all by ourselves. It may seem like sometimes riding down the road, going here and there about our daily affairs and our daily business. And sometimes it may look like with the natural eye that we're all by ourselves. Glory to God. But I got news for you. If you know the Lord, you're never alone.
Yes.
You're never alone. Amen. He won't leave you by yourself. Thank you, Jesus. For the Bible says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. Amen. In other words, the Lord Christ Jesus became the ultimate great high priest. Amen. He can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. In other words, the Lord, he feels our pain and he knows our sorrow. He feels when we get weak and he knows how to strengthen us. Oh, thank you, Lord. I said the Lord. I said the Lord.
Lord.
As well as our feelings of our infirmities can touch him. Somebody shout glory.
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 Amen. And this is how we are able to make it through. Amen. Because the Lord, amen, is able to be felt, able to feel our infirmities. Glory to God. Yeah. He can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And this is what you need anytime you find somebody, amen, that you can't touch them with the feelings of your infirmities. Amen. Your feelings of your infirmities never moves them, never touches them at the heart. Amen. That's when it's usually a hard situation. Amen. Because there's no compassion. But I heard, amen, the Bible lets me know that the Lord, amen, he's compassionate. And I thank God for the compassion of God Almighty. Glory to God. Even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. In other words, amen, he saw, amen, our situation. He saw our need. He saw our decrepit state that we was in sin, lost and undone, dying without God, amen, or his son. But the Savior reached down his hand for me. He reached down for you also. Amen. He saved us, amen, the more to the uttermost. I thank God for salvation. Amen. The plan of salvation. Amen. That God have laid out. Amen. For mankind. Thank God for the redeeming blood of Christ. Glory to God. It washes whiter than snow. I heard the song might have said, amen, the blood that Jesus shed way back on Calvary.
Amen.
It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows down to the lowest valley, and it will
never.
I said it will never lose its power. All glory to God. Thank God for the blood of Christ Jesus. It will never lose its power. Somebody give God some praise right now. Come on, give him
hallelujah,
the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give him praise. He's worthy. Well, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Think about it tonight. Amen. Had not the blood of Christ, amen, been able to reach us where we were, amen, we wouldn't be saved today. Amen. There wouldn't be salvation for the lost and dying world. But thank God that God is able, amen, to do all things. Amen. David's only begotten son, Jesus Christ, amen, to die on the cross of Calvary for the sins of the whole wide world. I heard the songwriter said, it was the greatest thing that he did for me. It was the greatest thing when he made me free. Jesus died on Calvary so the whole wide world they could see. It was the greatest thing that he did for me. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. The Bible says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Plural. more than one weakness, more than one infirmity. Amen. We can have that, but God can deliver us and strengthen us from that. Amen. It's time to face reality. Amen. We're striving to reach perfection. Amen. Paul declared in the word of God, he said, now let us go on unto perfection. Amen. Not in a foundation of dead works from repentance. Glory to God. We got to go on unto perfection. Amen. Pride. Amen. To reach perfection. Amen. To make the perfect mark before the Lord God Almighty. I heard the songwriter would sing the song. It said, Lord, I'm striving to make 100 because 99 and a half won't do. Amen. 99 and a half, it's not good enough. It won't do. We got to strive to make the 100. Glory to God. I heard Jesus said in the gospel writers, he said, be ye perfect, even as I am perfect. Sometimes people use the cliche, or they use the crutch. Ain't nobody perfect. But I got news for you tonight. Glory to God. I remember the late overseer, amen, General Overseer Apostle Hood, when he used to drill that and teach it and preach it and minister to it. He said we're supposed to strive, amen, to be perfect. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We might not reach the yet, but guess what? We're supposed to be striving with everything in us to the best of our ability. Mark the perfect man. And behold the upright. The end of that man is peace. Is the word of God. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord, help me to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. Lord, I'm striving to make 100. 99 and a half won't do. Anybody feel like that tonight? Is that part of your testimony? Lord, help me to make 100. Never mind this one. Never mind that one. Stop pointing a finger here. Stop pointing a finger there. And take a look at self. And say, Lord, help me.
Help me.
Lord, it's me. Standing in a need of prayer. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. But that's the time we're living in. We're a people of today. Too proud. Too high-minded. Too exalted. Amen. Don't want to humble themselves to acknowledge the need. Amen. God's help. Help me here. Thank you, Jesus. We need the Lord's help. If I ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. But we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the filling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, without sin. Hallelujah. Ain't no need of walking back. Ain't no need of talking. Ain't no need of carrying yourself in no kind of way, shape, or form like you never tempted. Because I'm going to tell you now, as long as we're living in this life, until God calls us home, we're going to be faced with temptation. We're going to be faced with trials. We're going to be faced with tests. We're going to be faced with tribulation. It's going to be some suffering along this way. But I heard God say in his word, Christ has suffered in the flesh. On yourself likewise. With the same mind. Hallelujah. We got to suffer sometime. We got to endure some things. We got to go through some things. I heard Jesus and St. Matthew, the 24th chapter, verse 12 and 13, declared in the word of God. It said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love of waxing cold. Oh, glory to God. Look on the news. Look in your neighborhood. Go in the public place. And you see all around you the love of many. But I come to tell you tonight, it's not only the love of those in the world, but
that's
some
right.
the love in the church. Some
yes.
the love for God. Help me here tonight. Glory to God. Some
that's
love.
The
have the yep. wax cold. But I come to tell you tonight, as God began to speak in my spirit, amen, I believe on yesterday, the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And
uh-huh.
I was praying and waiting for God to give me the word. And God spoke into my spirit. Hebrews 13 and 1. Let brotherly love. Let brotherly love. Let brotherly love continue. Hallelujah. Brotherly love got to continue. It's got to go on. I heard the book of Psalms. Psalms 133 and 1.
Behold,
how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. To dwell together. In unity,
yes.
thank you, Jesus. It's good and pleasant. It goes up before God as
that's
a sweet
right.
smelling savor. When God sees the brethren of Christ,
uh-huh.
in other words, the body of Christ, amen, dwell together in unity.
Yes.
I heard another sister said, where there's unity, there is strength.
Boy,
and I
yes.
said a witness here. I heard
Amen.
Another sister say, together we stand, divided we fall. God is our friend.
Glory
to God.
Amen.
Somebody shout
yes.
Well, come on and give him some praise on this line.
Hallelujah.
Give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let brotherly love continue.
The word
was established and yet is established. Amen. The foundation in which, hallelujah, God gave it to the late overseer. Amen. Apostle Hoes, amen. When he preached out the first church of Christian Temple Assembly Churches of God Incorporated. Amen. Some, I believe, about 58 years ago. Amen. It was based and established upon the true foundation of God's word. Amen. Holiness, love. Amen. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
What the Lord said in his word. Jesus said, this is how all men shall know that ye are my disciples, that you have love one toward another. Amen. We're living in a day and time. Amen. We're folk in love with the world. Amen. That the world love its own. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah. Even I don't have time tonight to get it all out.
Thank you.
To move on, but this is what the Lord would have us to know tonight. Amen. We got to continue to let brotherly love continue. Amen.
Yeah, right. It's still early.
Sisters. Amen. Love on one another in righteousness and in holiness. Amen. We ain't talking about no monkey mess. We ain't talking about no monkey business, no foolishness. But we're talking about
all
the
right.
true love of God, the unfined love of the brother that sister said. Amen. We're talking about, amen, that agape love. Glory to God. Amen. We're talking about, amen, that righteous love, that pure love. Amen. That God loved us enough that he loved us with a love so pure that it motivated him. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And to give his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, amen, to die on the cross for our sins. Amen. That's love. Amen. That's true love. Amen. Love. What is love, Pastor? Love is benevolent concern. Amen.
Oh,
love
yeah.
will need and be concerned about how I can aid or help the need that
that's
I
right.
see. Thank you, Jesus. Love, benevolent concern. Amen. Love ain't going to make you talk about it. Amen. And not do nothing. But in fact, love will motivate you to want to help and not hinder. Somebody say, yeah. Amen. I'm talking about the love of God. Amen. Thank you. Love of God. Amen. The scripture lets us know. Amen. For we have God in high priest, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tested like as we are, yet without sin. See, it's no sin to be tested, but it becomes sin if or when one yields to temptation.
Uh-huh.
Amen. No sin, I'm going to say it again, to be tempted. Lord. Amen. Why? Because we all are tempted. Let me tell you like this. Amen. If you know what the word of God says, I'm reminded in the scriptures, amen, where even Jesus Christ, amen, the Son of God Almighty, amen, was tempted himself. For the Bible tells me that after Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, did neither eat nor drink. Amen. He was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You know the story. Satan began to tempt Jesus. Amen. The first time he came, just to give you the gist of the story. Amen. He knew that Jesus was hungry. He knew Jesus just fasted 40 days and 40 nights and didn't neither eat nor drink. And he said, if thou be, amen, the Son of God, command these stones that they be made bread. Lord. And I heard, amen, Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Man shall not live by bread alone. But you see, Jesus was tempted, but he didn't give in. He didn't yield to the temptation. So Jesus didn't sin. Oh, glory to God. For the Bible tells me that it came a second time. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know the story. And then it came again a third time. You know the story there with the stand brother pastor. In other words, three different occasions. Right then and there where the devil kept coming back. Amen. To tempt Jesus. Try to get him to give in. And to succumb through weakness to the adversary's trick. But I come to tell you tonight, Romans 8:31, as the Bible declared and said, what shall we then say?
Anything. Amen.
What
shall
we say? What
shall we say?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The phone dropped the call. Lost the signal. But I called right back. And God let me get right in. You say, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to say that verse of scripture again. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say unto these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Glory
to God. I know the devil don't want this word. Amen. To go out over the airway tonight.
That's
food for him. He's already defeated. Amen. Way back from the cross at Calvary. When Jesus went to the cross, went down in the grave, and he got up on the third day. He was resurrected by the glory of the Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I heard the Bible said in the book of Romans, I believe it was the 8th chapter. I read it earlier today where God's word declared and said, if the same spirit
that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead,
yes,
if it dwell in you, he will also quicken your mortal bodies.
Amen.
Somebody shout glory.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. We got the victory through Christ Jesus tonight. Amen. Jesus didn't sin. Amen.
No.
The Bible says there was no guile found in his mouth. In other words, no deceit, no lies, no hypocrisy, no trickery.
Right.
Nothing that was found in him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yep.
As the Lord said, amen. Here comes the prince of the air. In other words, he has nothing in me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Try to be found blameless. Amen. In the sight and in the eyes of God. Strive to be found blameless in the eyes of God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. But he was tempted in all points like we are. Verse 15 of our text. Yet, without sin. Thank you, Lord. He didn't sin. No sin. Amen. Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly, amen, unto the throne of grace.
Yes.
That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
That leads me to my topic on tonight. The Lord is my helper.
Thank preacher,
you,
preacher.
The Lord is my helper.
Amen.
Glory. I'm reminded of the scripture in the book of Romans in my clothes. The Lord said the same. A couple more verses of scripture. Amen. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 26. Amen. Talking about those infirmities, those weaknesses. Amen. I just got carried away ahead of myself. Amen. Romans 8 and 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Amen. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Sometimes we think we know what we should be praying for, but we really don't know. When we think we should be praying for one thing, amen, the Spirit of God to help us our infirmities, he'll have us praying in a spirit realm for something else that we don't need to be praying what we thought we need to be praying for. Amen. But rather what the Spirit sees the need for. Glory to God. Do you understand me tonight? Amen.
Yes.
The Bible goes on and says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we are, but the Spirit itself.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the Spirit itself, the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Spirit itself, the Spirit of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost, which is the indwelling Spirit of God in us, if you have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Glory to God. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen.
Yes.
Can't utter these groanings. Amen. Because the Spirit itself making intercession. The Spirit of God within us will intercede on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus. And will make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Somebody tell God thank you tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory
to you. Amen. Over the book of Hebrews. Amen. My topic tonight, the Lord is my helper. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord is my helper. Oh, yes, we got to depend on the Lord just like that. We got to look to the Lord. We got to trust him. We got to continue to believe him because he is our helper. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 13 and verse 6. Hebrews the 13th chapter, verse 6. The Bible declared in the word of God, so that we may boldly say, let me tell you something, church. This ain't no time for being ashamed. This ain't no time, amen, for hushing up on God. This ain't no time for sitting around quiet in no corner, moping and groping and sad and all of that kind of stuff. Amen. We got to lift up the heads that hang down. We got to strengthen one another, encourage one another.
Please.
Amen. Help to increase one another's faith in God. Amen. Even as the disciples, amen, when they came to the Lord, amen, Jesus told them on occasion what they must do. They asked a question, and they said, Lord, increase our faith.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, glory to God. Amen. We have need of more faith. Amen. We're striving to make it in. Amen. But let me tell you something. In this day and time that we're living in, we have need of more faith. in the Bible, declared in the Word of God, so that we may boldly say, amen, we can't be ashamed to say, we can't be shy to say, we can't be scared to say, but that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Say it boldly. Don't care who knows it. Amen. Don't be ashamed to pronounce it. Don't be ashamed to declare it. Don't be ashamed to profess it. Amen. The Lord is my helper.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Somebody ought to declare it right now, right where you are. You ought to unmute that phone and shout, the Lord is my helper. Can you believe it? Take hold of faith and say it again. The Lord is my help. Coming in an hour that we think not. He's coming back again. Amen. For a church that's ready. Not looking for a church, but for a church that's ready. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I heard the song that I said, I want to be caught up to meet him in the air. I want to hear his well voice, his welcome voice say, well done,
well done.
Yes. You're good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up a little higher. I'll make you rule over many. Enter into the joy of the Lord. This is what we're working for, church. This is what we're laboring for. As the Bible said, enter into that rest. Glory to God. Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Hebrews 4:11. Glory to God. We don't want to be the one that fall in the same example as many of the children of Israel did out in the wilderness. They fell into a place of unbelief. Will have to be numbered amongst them, but continue to stand on what you believe. Continue to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy path. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I heard the Bible said, Psalm 125:1, say that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. Glory to God. I heard him say, over in the first number of Psalms, will I be like the tree planted by the rivers of water? I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. That I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Somebody give God some praise on the line tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
For the presence of Almighty God.
Oh, yes.
That we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
He is. Yes.
Be encouraged, people of God. If you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sin, amen, I recommend that you get to know Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
man.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm going to give it up. Amen. I got cut off again, but you know I'm back.
Yes, sir.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger said in that movie years ago, I'm back.
Come on.
Let me tell you something. Amen. The Holy Ghost just don't quit. Amen.
No.
He's not a quitter. He's not going to just give up like people do today. People are quick to give up. Throwing the towel.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You got to fight. Please. Amen. Paul declared the word of God. Told us, fight the good fight of faith.
Good fight of
faith. On eternal life.
Eternal life.
Amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. It's our prayer. Amen. Remember, take it along with you everywhere you go. The Lord is my helper. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank praise you. The Lord. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Coming through all the marks of truth, preached by the Spirit. Under the anointing of God, amen. Let us know the Lord still our help. Amen. We pray, God. After hearing such a beautiful and fine message, we invite you to humble your heart tonight, amen, as we go into prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, oh my God, once again, we come before you. Thank you for this very life. Thank you for our gathering one more. Lord, we thank you for your precious word, my God. We thank you for the message and the messenger, my God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you look down from heaven tonight, Lord. Look on us, my God, one by one. Heavenly Father, name by name, in the name of Jesus. We need your help, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Stop by for a little while, Lord, through the courses of this Sunday school convention. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you save us, soul, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you heal somebody. In the mighty name of Jesus, 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 we pray that you hear our humble cry on tonight. Hear our moan, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on those, Lord, that don't know you in the pardon of our sin. We pray that you touch tonight, Lord. Touch our heart tonight, Jesus. Touch our mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're down here calling on you. There's no other that we know, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us along this way, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, keep us in these trying times, Lord. Keep your angels come round about. Oh, my God, I know you're able, Lord. Father, we know you got the power, Lord Jesus. Look upon those tonight, Lord. Upon the prayers, Lord Jesus. Those that are sick in their body, Lord. Need you to stretch out your healing hand in the name of Jesus. Look on the trouble in the world. Father, I know you're able. We know you of a God of peace in the mighty name of Jesus. For Jesus, help tonight, Lord. Help tonight, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Look on our officials, Lord. Our leaders on tonight, Lord. Our president on tonight. Continue to touch him, Lord Jesus. Give him revelation, lead, and guide your people, Lord. Look on your ministry staff on tonight. Look on the mothers tonight, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on the whole house on tonight. Continue to touch all the sisters and the companions. Oh, God, lay your hand on the Lord. Encourage our heart to go, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on our people everywhere, Lord. Those that are far and near, Lord Jesus, from the north to the south, Lord, from the east to the west, Lord. Look on us, Lord Jesus. Keep us, Lord. Save us more, Lord Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord Jesus, that you are our keeper, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you work on us, Lord. Put us back on the wheel, Lord. Work on our heart, Lord. Work on our mind, Lord. Create in us a clean heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit, Lord. Give us more love in our heart, Lord. Show us down in our soul, Lord Jesus. Help us to serve you, Lord, in the beautiful, Lord Jesus. Help us to lift up thy holy name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, put a run in our feet, Lord. Oh, God, a clap in our hand, Lord. A praise down on the inside, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us that joy tonight, Lord. My God, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Every listen here on the line tonight, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you open the window of heaven and pour them out a blessing. We stand in need, Receive of a blessing on the night. Blessed to have a course of the service, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to have your way, Lord. It's not our will, O God. Let our will perish, but thy will be done, Lord. Look on the mothers tonight, Lord. In a special manner tonight, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Encourage our heart, Lord. Those in the hour of bereavement, look upon them tonight, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Comfort them in the power of my God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord. Oh, my God, we bless our holy name for blessing us, Lord Jesus. Help us along this way. Oh, God, we can't make it without you. We're down here trusting and depending upon you, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord, for being our helper, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way continually. Let thy concurrent eternal will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We bless thy name for blessing us. We ask this prayer tonight in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Sir, it's back in the hand. I'll fish.
Just a gay one.
Praise the Lord.
Hello,
amen.
Praise
wow.
the Lord. We thank God for the word of God tonight. Also prayer from Pastor Bennett. Thank God for everything that's said and done up until this moment in time. At this time, we're going to turn this service into the hand of our national superintendent and mother Lily Tyler.
Praise the Lord, Saint. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God that he sent tonight. Thank God for the word. For the word that the Lord sends to encourage us on our way. Thank the Lord for the word that he sent to Pastor Mark. Thank the Lord for it. And if there are any remarks, any of our elders would like to have remarks to bear witness to the word of God, you can do so now.
First, give honor to God who had my life, to our president, Pastor Richard Jackson, and to my own Pastor Perry, Derek Calloway, and to all the pastors and mothers, to all the missionaries. Thank God for the word on tonight. I would just like to tell Pastor Mark, continue to preach the word. He preached out his soul tonight to let us know God is our helper. We just thank God for the word. Amen. I'd just like to tell him to be encouraged. Amen. As he continues to walk with the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We do honor the Spirit of the Lord tonight at the hell of our life. Amen. To amen. President, Pastor Jackson, to all the ministers, to the mothers, to advantage, to everyone online on tonight. Thank God for such a beautiful and inspiring message coming through Ella Mark tonight. Amen. I feel truly preached out in the soul. I enjoy the word of God. It will strengthen my soul. Amen. The Lord is my helper. Amen. We thank God tonight and our heard. Amen. On several occasions on the day. Amen. And even to mention, amen, we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. Amen. Like the church here, lift me on tonight. Amen. Continue to look unto the Lord who is our helper. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to the Spirit of God to, amen, General Overseer, amen, Pastor Jackson, amen, to my pastor, amen, Elder Mark, amen, Hogs, and to everyone, amen, that is even on the line tonight. Do thank God for the word of God, amen, and the Lord is our helper, and truly today, amen. The Lord is our helper. Whatever we need in whatever situation we get in, the Lord is there, and the Lord is our helper. So I thank God tonight for the word of God, and very encouraging and uplifting, amen, for us just to continue, amen, to know that the Lord is our helper. Whenever we're in need, in trouble, sick, afflicted, or whatever the situation is, the Lord is our helper. And I want to thank God, amen, for the beautiful, inspiring message, amen, on tonight.
I give honor to God tonight. Thank God for the words of Pastor Mark.
ignore the word of God. Also give honors to our president, Pastor Jackson. Amen.
Lord bless you.
Mothers. Thank God for this great Sunday school convention. Amen. The word of God was true. I just want to encourage Adam Mark to keep preaching the word of God, because God heals all our. Amen. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord tonight for such a beautiful message coming through our own Pastor Mark. Amen. Knowing that the Lord is our helper. We know he won't leave us. He'll never forsake us. Thank God for this great convention. Praise God. We do honor everyone in their respective places.
Praise.
Amen. I want to say to you, Pastor Mark, keep on preaching. Let the Lord have his way.
Yes.
Very, very beautiful message. Amen. I enjoyed the word. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming forth on tonight.
Amen.
Mark, he preached out of his soul. Amen. Let us know that the Lord is my helper. Amen. I just enjoy the word of God on tonight. Thank God for our president, Pastor Jackson. Amen. To all our pastors, ministers, and mothers, everyone that's on the line, and thank God. Amen. I'm encouraged through the word of God, knowing that the Lord is my helper. So continue to pray my strength and ability.
God bless you, my God.
Amen. Truly give honor to the Lord tonight, to Pastor Jackson, to my pastor, Pastor Simpkins. Amen. To everyone here on the line, praise God. Amen. For the word of God, profound word of God coming through Pastor Mark. Amen. Truly, amen. I'm encouraged through God's word. The Lord is my helper. Amen. And I know that God is my helper. He's all I help tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
We didn't come this far alone. Amen. But we came by the help of the Lord. Amen. I'm yet encouraged through the word of God. Amen. I want to say to Pastor Mark, continue to let God have his way in life and use you to the glory and the honor of God. God bless you.
God bless you. We just thank you, the Spirit of the Lord, through our president, Prophet Jackson, through each and every one of our mothers, elders, everyone on the prayer line tonight. We thank God for that beautiful message coming through Elder Mark, letting us know that God is our help. I thank God for the word. Pray my strength and love. God bless you.
God bless you. Lord, I do give honor to God, give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for the beautiful message on tonight. Just want to encourage everyone to just take this word in, take the word of God in and apply it to your life. God is our helper. Praise the Lord. And I also want to say to the radio listeners, and I pray that God has blessed you through this service on tonight. And we are certainly glad that you took the time out to tune in. And you can also continue to tune in for the rest of this weekend, because our 47th annual Sunday School Convention convenes. Praise the Lord. And you'll hear the announcement, so get a pen and paper to jot down the number so you can call in and be blessed even the more. Praise the Lord. God bless. And I want to say to you, Pastor Mark, continue to preach the word of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Elder Mark, saying the Lord is my helper. And we have to hold fast to our profession no matter what we're going through, because we have a high priest, but we have one that he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
Yeah.
And he knows what we're going through. He gives us the grace to go through it, but we have to hold fast and let brotherly love continue. I enjoy the word of God, Elder Mark. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We thank God for the word coming forth tonight on Elder Mark. The Shepherd Truth is preached out of his soul. Amen. It was a very beautiful time and message. I enjoyed it. Thank God for the message and the messenger. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I do thank God for the word that came through Elder Mark. He preached out of his soul. He said so many beautiful things concerning the word. And I thank God for that word on tonight. And I want to encourage Elder Mark to continue to preach the word of God. God bless you.
Are there any other remarks?
If there are no other remarks at this time, before we hear from our president, may we have our announcement?
Praise the Lord. In the way of our announcement, we are scheduled to be online on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Phone number to tune in on tomorrow, 7 o'clock, 508-924-2348. Again, 508-924-2348. Also, Sunday, we are scheduled to be in service Sunday morning at Church of the Jubilee, 119 Sharpton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey, and back online again Sunday night, same number, with the Lord's Prayer. Also, let's keep in mind our 38th Annual Deacon's Day is scheduled to be held March the 20th. It's scheduled for Refuge Temple in Tipton, Georgia, to do the Lord's will. Also, let's remember our upcoming district meeting, the second district meeting of 2022, April the 22nd through the 24th. The Northern District is scheduled to be held on behalf of Faith Temple, Lafayette, New Jersey. For the Southern District on behalf of New Hope Temple in New Hope, the Hamlet. This would be the Lord's Will, Hamlet, North Carolina. So we are going to continue to pray for those that are absent, those on the prayer list. Let's keep them in our prayer. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for those announcements now of the remainder of the service into the hands of our president. Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr.
God bless you, Mother Thomas. God bless you. Amen. Thank God tonight. Amen. And I thank God for this trend, Christian Temple Assembly Church of God in cooperation, 47th Annual Sunday School Convention. Amen. On behalf of Faith Temple, Holy Church of God, Gadsburg. Amen. We thank God also for Mother Lily Tyler, Jenner Sunday School Superintendent. And also we thank God for Elder Garrett's senior host pastor and his companion, Sharon. Amen. Simpson, assistant pastor. I want to say to all that is on the line, I thank God for all you listening. Thank God for all the ministers, the evangelists, the deacons, the mothers, everyone that's on the line listening on this service tonight. Amen. And thank God for the wonderful, inspiring message coming through. Amen. Elder Mark, he preached out of his soul. Amen. God is my help. Amen. He preached under the anointing. I want to say to him, keep hammering on the rock. Amen. Keep doing the will of the Lord. I enjoy this service tonight, and I enjoy the word of God. And I want to encourage all the ministers to continue to work for the Lord. Amen. And I want to say to all you that are listening, if you don't know the Lord, get to know him. And you that know him, let's draw close to God. Amen. We are living in the last days now. Amen. Just like the word came. Yeah. Amen. The Lord is my help. That's the only one can help us in the time that we're living in now. We're living in perilous time. Amen. Jesus is soon to come. I want to say to the people, stay under the blood. Stay under the blood. Don't get them under the blood. Amen. The theme of this, amen, this annual Sunday convention is Jesus is our hope. He's our only hope. Amen. So let's continue to pray one another.
Amen.
The Lord. Let me know your prayers. I need your prayers. God bless you all. Glad to hear your voice one more time. Back in the hand of speak of the hour. Elamar.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. And we praise God and for the service. Amen. For this great 47th annual Sunday School Convention. Amen. God be all the glory for the great and marvelous things that he has done. Amen. And that
Amen.
He's doing and that he's going to do. Amen. We praise
Amen.
God. We pray that you've been encouraged to the word of God, even through this service as a whole. It's been a blessing. Amen. Let's take it along with us everywhere we go. The Lord is my helper. Let brotherly love continue. God bless you. Amen. At this time, as we prepare, amen, to be dismissed, amen, let's continue in prayer one for another. As we lift our hands to the Lord, if we humble our hearts, we bow our heads and pray out to me. Now to God our Father.
Now to
God our Father.
Now
to
God our Father.
Glory,
praise.
Amen.
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 Thank God for your word. God bless everyone.
God bless everyone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful service. Thank God for the beautiful word of God that came forth tonight. And the Lord has truly blessed us. There was service earlier today at the headquarters church. And also there will be service on Sunday, as you heard in the announcements. And that will be at the headquarters church there in Camden, New Jersey. Praise the Lord. And I can say with truth that we have been having a great time in the Lord. And we invite you to join us on tomorrow evening and also Sunday night. We will be on teleconference tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. and also tomorrow night at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And we ask you to continue to pray for those who are on the prayer list. Let us continue in prayer one for another. And we are so grateful that you took the time out, and thank you so much for your patience. You took the time out to tune in tonight, and we do want you to know that we appreciate you and your prayers and all that you do to encourage us. And again, the phone was a little bit, we had a little sound problem, it seems, but I'm going to give you the conference number if you would like to tune in tomorrow night at 7 and also Sunday night at 7. And that conference line number is 508-924-3448. Amen. Once again, the number is 508-924-2348. Amen. God bless you, and may the Lord continue to keep you. And if you have the time, please tune in on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. for the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, airing lies, if it's the Lord's will. God bless you and good night.